God wants to establish something in our hearts and our lives so that we can take it and we can run with it. You know, the other week I spoke to you about the bottom line. The Bible said the end of the commandment is charity, unconditional love. That love springs out of a pure heart and a good conscience and sincere faith. And then we went on last week, we talked out of Ephesians 4:11. We gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And we're going to 13 today. What is the purpose for this? Till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen? Till we all come in. I just titled this, till we all come in what? In unity, in knowledge, and in fullness. Amen? So let's just lift the word together, make a declaration in the house, and then we'll just see what the Spirit of God wants to say to us today through the preaching and teaching of His Word. Say, I believe this is the written Word of God. God wrote this Word to me. I am what God's Word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. Lord, speak to me, your servant, for I am listening in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for the word. Your word declares that we shall know the truth, and the truth is what shall make us free. So as your word goes forth today, may it accomplish what you sent it to do. Your word says it'll never return unto you void. So, Father, we thank you, Father God. I thank you for every heart and every life that's gathered in the room today, Father. And I thank you that you have a plan in each and every one. So, Father God, may we have a deeper revelation of you and who you are in us today. And when all is said and done, you'll receive all glory, honor, and praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Amen. Till we all come in. Amen. Till we all come in. The unity of the faith. Amen. You know that word unity means to be one. To be one. Amen. In other words, is it possible for us in the natural to be one? Husband and wife may become one, but as a body, is it possible for us to become one? So is he speaking in the natural? No, he's speaking in the spiritual. Amen. And if we allow the Spirit of God to have its way, that it's the Spirit of God that will unite us, where the flesh will not rule us, but the Spirit. When we gather together, we will not be moved by the flesh, but by the Spirit of God. Now, to establish this, turn with me and we'll look at the words of Jesus to John chapter 17. John chapter 17. We're talking about being one. We're talking about being in the unity of faith. Till we all come in. That means everybody. Look to the one beside you and said, he's speaking to you. Look to the other one and say, he's speaking to you too. He's speaking to all of us. He's calling us all to come into the unity of faith. So let's look and see what Jesus says in John 17, verse 16. Jesus said, they're not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them which also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, and that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect or complete in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and has loved them as thou hast loved me. Amen. In other words, when we stand and we come into the unity of faith by the Spirit of God, which is the Spirit of love, and we allow ourselves to be joined together in the Spirit, we walk in oneness. And when we're walking in unity and walking in oneness, that's when we can do great things for the kingdom of God. Amen. Yeah, God didn't call anybody to an island. God didn't call us, any of us, to ourselves. He called us to become part of something greater than ourselves. He's called us to be part of his body, which is all of us coming together as one. You know, when you come together as one in the Spirit, the world can't understand that. The natural man does not understand the things of God. They are foolishness to them. But when you allow the Spirit of God to work through you and I and join us together, even though we have different personalities, we have different characters, we come from different areas and different places in life, it doesn't matter where you're from, it's who's in you. It's the Spirit of God that's in you and I that connects us together. Amen. I don't care if you're poor, rich, fat, skinny, tall, short. It doesn't matter. Black, white, red, pink. It doesn't matter. God loves every last one. And we're to be looking and seeing through the eyes of God. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, when he is speaking about the body of Christ and being united as a body, and verse number 12 of 1 Corinthians 12, he says, "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit," look at your neighbor and say, "by one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body. Whether we're being Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many." Amen. Amen. In other words, it's the Spirit of God, the Spirit of love, that's connecting us together, that unifies us together. Amen. When Paul began this letter to the church of Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 9, he said, "God is faithful, by whom we were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." Verse 10 says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment." Amen? That we would be joined together. What joins us together? The Holy Ghost. The Spirit of love. The Spirit of God that's in you and I. Amen? Amen. So it doesn't matter where you're from, where you've been. It doesn't matter how long you've been serving the Lord. If you've been serving the Lord for a day or you've been serving the Lord for 50 years, you're a part of the body of Christ. And he wants you to be connected to one another. He said there's all kinds of parts in the body. There's parts that are honor and there's feeble parts. Do not your strong parts protect your feeble parts? And as a body, as you come in as a new believer, we're to gather together and help protect one another, to love one another, to watch out for one another. Amen? To care for one another. You know, we're here to do this together. This isn't a one-man show. It's a body. There's one man is God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Ghost. And we're just going to show him off by getting along. You know, the world look and say, "I can't understand how y'all get along so much. I can't understand how y'all love each other so much," because it's the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of God that connects us to one another. Amen. Amen. That's how I can come from so many different backgrounds and so many different places, and we can come together and be united as one through the Spirit of God. Amen. Because everyone is important to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And if everyone is important to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that means that everyone ought to be important to us also. Amen. Everybody is important to him. Everybody has value. God cares about each and every one. Amen? The world has separated people and belittled people and torn people down. And we're here to build some people up. We're here to encourage somebody. Amen? Let's not look what's wrong with them. Let's find something that's right and build on it. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, that's why Paul ended his letter in 2 Corinthians, in his second letter to the Church of Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 11, he said, "Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you." Amen. Amen. I saw it today. I saw it today even in the spirit. Man, there was so much heaviness in this house today. All of a sudden, you come in and you say, "Oh, I wonder where that one's at. Oh, I wonder where that one's at. Oh, I wonder where that one's at. I wonder where that one's at." And there comes a time when we do that, we pray for that. But then there comes a time where we got to say, "Lord, they're in your hands. I'm here to worship you. I'm here to exalt your name." You know, I don't know about you, but when we start worshiping and praising him, he inhabits the praise of his people. He inhabits the worship of his people. Amen. He said where two or three are gathered in his name, there he's to be found in the midst. Amen. So all we have to do is come and believe God at his word. Amen. I believe that he's not a man that he'll ever lie. If God said it, he's going to do it. Amen. Amen. So he what? He gave us apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith. And what else? And unto the knowledge of God. You know, in other words, this comes from the Greek word, this knowledge comes from the Greek word epinosis. It's spelled E-P-I-G-N-O-S-I-S. Epinosis, and it means discernment. 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 You know, we said it this morning that God is not mocked. For whatsoever man sows, he shall reap. He that sows to his flesh shall reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. We're here speaking life. It's all about life. Amen. God wants you to feel good about yourself. Amen. God wants you to feel good about your neighbor, that you're really connected to someone in this house, whether you knew it or not, that God's meshing something, God's connecting something. And let me tell you something. I'll just say it. Who the Lord joins together, no man can tear asunder. And I'm not just talking about marriage. I'm talking about being connected in the spirit. If you're connected in the spirit, the natural can't break that connection. In other words, I've got to bring my mind to the subjection and submission of Jesus Christ and his word. I got to take authority over that thing because the devil comes in to steal, to kill, and destroy, and he brings it by deception and lies. God has come to give life in the abundance thereof. So no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, I'm connected to you by the Spirit of God. And no one can break that connection. Amen. No one can break. Man cannot break that connection, church. Man cannot break it. Who God joins together, no one can tear it asunder. Flesh cannot do it. That's why he says, there is therefore no condemnation to those in Christ that walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. Right? In other words, when I'm understanding that I'm spiritually connected with you, nothing can tear that connection apart. Amen. Amen. Hey, we're moving towards something. We're moving towards great and mighty things for the kingdom of God. We're moving to see Cody come out of his chair, Jewel Barber Judy's eyes to be opened up, the lame to be healed, the sick to be healed. You know, the dead to be raised up. Amen. God said he's going to do it. I believe it. And God's saying to you and I, we just got to come into some unity here. Amen. We got to let the Spirit connect in this place. When somebody walks in this place, there's such a connection that the power of God is so strong that they get healed when they walk in the door. Hello? Because greater is he that's in you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. Amen. And when you bring that greater that's in you with the greater that's in me and the greater that's in everyone else, and we come together, look out. We'll have a Holy Ghost explosion. Amen. Amen. Come on. Come on. Hey, you know, without vision, the people perish. If you can't see something, you can't move towards it. You got to say, Lord, let me see something so I can start walking towards it. You know, let me see something so I can start walking towards it. Because if I can't see it in the spirit, I can't walk into the natural. So I have to see it in the spirit so I can walk after it, so I can chase after it. Man, I'm chasing after God. I'm chasing after his goodness. I'm chasing after his mercy. He doesn't have to do it. He's done everything already. He said it is finished. All we have to do is get in revelation and understanding and walk in the fullness that God gave for us. Amen. So second, he says, in the knowledge of God. Turn me to Ephesians 1. Knowledge. Verse 17 says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his, according to the working of his, according to the working of his mighty power. You know, the Lord was speaking to my heart the other day about vehicles. I was looking at vehicles, and there's different types of vehicles. A vehicle is something that something's carried and accomplished through or used to get you from one destination to another. Amen? That we're all vehicles for the kingdom of God. There's different sizes. There's different shapes. There's luxury. There's sedans. There's four doors. There's all kinds of vehicles. But the vehicle is something that carries or announces something that brings someone from one place to another. And God has called us to be vehicles for his kingdom, through the knowledge of God, to bring people from one place to another, to help guide them and take them. Hey, we're on a journey. Amen. Amen. I ain't going to take nothing for the journey. I go through things. You go through things. We all go through trials. We all go through tribulations. But great, God's going to be glorified through every last thing. Amen. Amen. You with me? You know, the prophet Hosea in Hosea 6, he spoke about, in Hosea 6, 3, he says, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning. How many know when you wake up it's going to be morning? Hello? Now, if you truly believe that tomorrow morning it's going to be morning, why can't we believe God in his word? He wants us to believe him in the same manner. Does anybody have any doubt tomorrow is going to be morning? Do you have any doubt that day's coming tomorrow unless the Lord returns? Does anybody in the house have any doubt? Who formed the day and the night? Who separated the two of them? Who said it and it became? God. And if God said it and it became, everything that God said, it will become. Just like the day and night. So we can have that. God said, hey, can you have that kind of faith? Can you have that faith? Just as much as you believe that tomorrow is going to be day, that I'll do what I said in my word I'll do. Amen? He said, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain upon the earth. You know, it's like a farmer in the spring he's going to plant some seed. He's going to depend on that spring rain, amen. That rain to fall on that seed, to germinate that seed, and then at the end of the harvest, he's going to expect rain to come that brings bud to the harvest, that brings fruit to the harvest. God pours out his spirit. He's moderately pulled out the early rain, but God is getting ready to pour out a latter rain upon the earth. It's getting ready to pour. It's getting ready to pour. In other words, if we're expecting a rain, we ought to be lifting our hands up and giving God praise and glory for the rain that's coming. Amen? That he said he was going to pour his spirit upon all flesh. Our sons and our daughters are going to prophesy. Our young men are going to dream dreams, and our old men are going to see, our young men are going to have visions, and our old men are going to dream dreams. I thank God I'm a visionary. You know what that says? I'm a young man. Hello? He says your young men shall see visions, right? Are you a visionary? Amen? It's okay. It's all good. Amen. I think he's getting ready to pour out his spirit like never before. Turn with me, Colossians chapter 2. Here's where we're at. He says, till we all understand and underline in your Bible or highlight all. Till we all come in the unity of faith and the knowledge of God. Colossians 2, verse number 2 says this. That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love. And unto all riches and all of the fullness assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Amen. You know, when I get up in the morning, I go to my office and I spend time with the Lord and I go treasure hunting. I go treasure hunting. And sometimes when you're mining, some treasures are just right on the ground. But there's other treasures you have to dig. You have to dig in to find. And as we have a heart of seeking the Lord and his goodness, sometimes we need to dig in. I remember that one time I spoke a message here and I gave everyone in the house a shovel. You still have your shovel? I handed everyone a little shovel and the message was, can you dig it? All right? Can you dig it? You know, because when Elijah and them were in the mountain and the armies were coming up against them, they didn't have any water. And God gave him a word. He said, dig ditches. And when they looked at each other, they said, okay, we're dying of thirst. The animals are dying of thirst. It's not raining. And God said, dig ditches. And the Bible says that they went in and dug ditches. And the Lord filled those ditches with water without rain overnight. And when the armies that came out against Israel saw it, they looked down in the valley, and the water looked like blood. And the Bible says that they went down, they take the bounty, and Israel raised up against them and destroyed that army. God destroyed that army. In other words, sometimes God is going to call us to do something that doesn't make sense. Amen? Does it always got to make sense? If you hear God, you hear his voice, just do what he said to do. Amen? Just do what he said and trust him. And I'm sure that all those men that had to dig those ditches were complaining the whole time. Amen? God wants to do something with us. God wants to give us some things. You know, Jeremiah says in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23, he said, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him the glory of glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Amen. You know, anytime you're in your Bible and it says, thus saith the Lord, your ears ought to just start opening up. Amen. Amen. In other words, we're not glorying. We're glorying in him. You know, we...